Proclamation number 6810, dated the April 20th, 1957. Resurrection on the third day. To what extent you humans acknowledge my act of salvation determines whether you believe in life after death, in a resurrection from the grave into the kingdom of the beyond. Because the act of salvation, my suffering and crucifixion, found its culmination in the resurrection on the third day, which was meant to verify all my earlier teachings. It was meant to provide people with the evidence that life is not over when the body dies, but that spiritual life begins once a person lives in accordance with my teaching. Admittedly, my resurrection is doubted and only taken notice of as a myth. And neither can it be proven. Such teachings can only be believed or rejected. This belief is also a result of my act of salvation, or an indication that the person is redeemed by Jesus Christ, because he believes in him as the divine redeemer and therefore also utilizes the blessings of the act of salvation. However, the fact that my Buddha visibly vanished from the grave does not mean that the flesh had risen from the dead. Instead, my physical shell had completely spiritualized itself due to my suffering and crucifixion. It was the spiritual garment the soul had put on, which I only made visible to people in order to show them that death had finally lost its fear because I had conquered it. My life on earth intended to show people the path that leads from the abyss to the pinnacle. To every one of my teachings I attached the promise that eternal life would await them. But I required faith in me in Jesus Christ. Yet I found little of it, and even my disciples had little faith, and they were frightened to death when I handed myself over to my enemies. Their faith was not yet strong enough to believe that I was also Lord over death. Consequently, they did not remember my words that I will rebuild this temple in 3 days. Single quote, every one of my closest followers was seized by great sadness. Something had fallen apart for them when they had to witness my death on the cross. I wanted to help them. I wanted to strengthen their faith again and at the same time provide them with the evidence that I am Lord over life and death. For this reason I made something visibly take place which, however, is granted to all souls, that they cannot die but wake up in another kingdom, which is in accordance to their life on earth. The soul leaves the body, but this, still being immature, stays behind. Therefore a person has no proof of a resurrection after death, and neither can it be given to him, on account of his freedom of will. But I was able to resurrect my body simultaneously because its substances had spiritualized themselves, and thus my resurrection on the third day need not be doubted. However, not all people were able to see me. I only appeared to my own because I had announced my resurrection on the third day to them, and because their degree of maturity allowed for it. But those who found my tomb empty looked for many other reasons to explain the disappearance of my body, and therefore they were not compelled to believe. I had risen from the dead. People had only been able to kill my body, and even this was no longer subject to natural law after my crucifixion, for it was liberated from all constraints. But a human being on earth only rarely achieves the degree of maturity which enables the body's substances to align themselves with the soul after the earthly death of the body, and therefore the belief in a resurrection is extremely fragile or associated with wrong concepts. Therefore it has to be preceded by the redemption through Jesus Christ. Because someone who is still burdened by the guilt of sin is still completely under control of my adversary. And he will suppress every thought of a possible resurrection, You'll only ever influence the human being in a negative sense and thus also portray my act of salvation and my resurrection as implausible to them. The fact that the resurrection on the third day took place all the same will hardly be doubted by anyone who wholeheartedly professes Jesus Christ and his act of salvation, since my spirit will tell him so. And thus his thoughts will be guided correctly by me, since I can work through my spirit in every person who has found his way back to me in Jesus Christ. He will not taste death anymore either, because he will enter into the life which Jesus Christ promised him. He escaped death because he escaped the one who brought death into the world. And he escaped from him because he fled to me in Jesus Christ. From the moment of his surrender to Jesus Christ he has risen from the dead, only now has he come alive, and he will eternally not lose his life again. But even the disbeliever will not cease to exist. He, too, will only lose his earthly body and not his soul's existence. It will merely enter the kingdom of the beyond in a state which is similar to death. The grave will keep it locked in. And if Jesus Christ himself does not roll away the heavy tombstone, it will stay there. But the divine Redeemer died for everyone on the cross, and one day the hour of resurrection will come for every soul, because one day it will call for me in Jesus Christ, and I will not let its call go unheeded. Then it will rise from the grave and awaken to life. Then the darkness of the grave will recede and it may behold the light. Because I died for all human beings, and even those who rest in their graves will take notice of the fact that I arose from the dead and that I will give life to anyone who desires to live. Amen.